Hello and welcome to another episode of Loose Brews, and it is a very special episode because it is our new 40K launch day special, and we've got a packed cast of voices on this episode for you. We've got myself, John,
Nathan,
Sawyer,
Austin,
and Brad.
Yes, Austin is back, and we're gonna try to keep this not at 2 hours. We'll probably fail, but
we'll
try.
No guarantees, but we will try.
We always try. It just never works out.
I wouldn't say always.
Like the Imperial Guard.
Abandoned.
Hey, we try.
Hey, the guard have been working this time. Cadia may have fallen, but they're making everyone else fall with them.
Yeah, Cadia may have fallen, and they're very upset about that.
Oh, yeah.
So, fuck, man. 8th edition of 40K, if that's what we're calling it now, is it 8th edition, next edition, new edition? What's the official word on it so far?
Current edition?
Current edition, all right.
That makes the most sense.
I mean, yeah, I mean, to be perfectly honest, 8th edition, this is a completely different game.
Yeah.
This is a Warhammer 7. This is Dark Imperium.
Yeah, sure.
Like, this is a completely different game at this point.
Yeah.
Like, the game, like, we've all agreed, it stayed the same in the fact that it's just rolling dice and
Mayhem
measuring
ensues.
Shit out and yeah. killing shit on the table. But with how the rules are, with how the indexes are, with how they say everything's going to be balanced, with characters being different, it is completely different game.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, didn't get Sigmar'd and all the lore didn't get book burned, so.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, it has been a definite change when you start actually rolling the dice.
Is it a change you can believe in?
Sure. No, like today, Nate and I had teamed up against somebody to play our first 8th edition game, and there were several times I caught myself, with the wound allocation, now that instead of wounds like spilling over to a squad,
right,
it's only one model. When you do D3 wounds to one model, you're like, no, three people are gone. No, they're not. Yeah, that's right. Oops. Yeah. Stupid me.
Yeah.
predominantly that, and or, you know, now unless a hero is the closest model to shoot at, you know, obviously everyone hides your heroes.
Right.
You know, and you think, yeah, but a shoot at your hero. He's not the closest. That's right. Damn it.
Yeah, and they can't join units anymore.
No.
Yeah, and then some heroes have passive abilities where, like, even if they're the closest, the units behind them or near them can eat the shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're Tau, your drones can just eat every shot for everything because fuck you. That's why.
Because we didn't want to get we didn't want to let go of a lookout, sir.
I know. No. Well, it's not even lookout, sir. It's just, I have a squad of drones. There's drones jump in the way.
Yeah.
Even if you take the armor save, and if you fail it, then you just give it to a drone. Yeah. You're like, what?
Yeah.
So not only do I have to hit and wound against you.
You gotta do it twice.
Yeah. And you get the save, so it's like a ghost keel or something gets hit. It's like, I have a 2-up save. Oh, I failed it. The drone behind me explodes. I'm like, all right, suck a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff. Or even now with some of, like, D weapons being able to be D6, it's rather scary getting hit with that, and all of a sudden, you know, 2 hits turns into 11 wounds.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh!
But hey, at least it's not just you're dead.
True.
In a dick.
Yeah, true. Rather make rolling 11 look more or less feel no pains and passing, what, 7?
Rather than just, you took 1,
10,
you're dead as shit.
Because he only took 1 wound.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it was a D-weapon, then you'd be like, oh, shit, out of luck.
Well, true.
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can look the gift horse in the mouth, but it's still just the shock of, oh, Jesus, it's a 6-wound model, and
but
damn near doubled my...
what was D-weapons do now addresses Austin's biggest issue, one of the biggest issues from his last appearance on this podcast as far as how D-weapons are dumb.
I mean, they're still dumb. Like, everything that was a D-weapon is still in... just retrospect a D weapon. It's just, instead of just removing from the table, like you said, it's just, you take X amount of wounds, so when you have like 12 of them shooting at you and you take D6 wounds each, it's like, cool, the 5 space marines that just got shot by that still just disappear.
Yeah.
Like, or the knight that just got shot by this still just disappears, or
sure,
et cetera. Like, sure, oh, well, I actually get a save and stuff against this, depending on what it is and what the penetration is.
Right.
But, I mean, they balanced it. They finally kind of brought it down a little bit. It's still a D-weapon in all retrospects of the name. It's just not as fucking ridiculous.
Right.
And I still have yet to see if Yanari can proc off of everything ever that ever existed and blow up your entire world because it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
even standard Eldar proven today. I mean, there's balance.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Eldar still hit like a hammer, you know?
Right.
Yeah, Eldar are still fast. They're resilient because most of them now have 3-up saves. Sure, they're only toughness 3, and if you have anything strength 4 or better, you're just going to cut through them. But it's still, like, they hit like trucks. They move super fast. They have decent saves. They can move. I already said they can move super fast. They...
Worth mentioning again.
Yeah, it's still what? They're super fast.
But now their bikes only have a 4-up save instead of a 3-up.
You know what those Eldar are like, though? You don't know how fast I am. Fast as fuck, boy!
God damn it. But yeah, because like Nate and... I just completely blank. I'm having a stroke.
It's okay. We're all dying.
His name's Brad.
I know
or
it's Brad.
Or Skipper Doodle. Skipper Doodle. Either or are acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm having a stroke here. They've had their first game of Ape. I've played a few already, you know.
16.
How much is a few?
16 more times than you two.
Okay.
I've been having great success with my army so far.
Yeah, I heard you managed to break you. Well, we were talking at one point, you're like, yeah, I broke Eighth Edition. I was like, yeah.
I had a theory, and I've been testing it, and so far my tests have been working. Tanks are very much the new meta of the game.
Yeah.
If you, like, agree or not, like, even Dreadnoughts, they're scary, they're tough, they have a ton of wounds, they move quick, they do damage. My idea was, okay, I'm gonna run tanks, or Imperial Guard tanks to be specific.
Right.
And right now...
So you're trying to fit a fist in, like, a dime-sized butthole.
Yeah, pretty much, because at 1,000 points, I'm able to run 5 tanks and a tech priest.
Well, then.
And... very effectively run 5 tanks on attack priest.
Yeah.
If you go on PowerPoints, it's just I have more shooting. Yeah. Like Punishers and Vanquishers, a lot of damage, a lot of DPS. Uh-huh. Like,
is the Punisher still like 20 shot Gatling cannon?
Yeah, it's 20 shots, strength 5, no rend, 1 damage. So most base marines or anything with a 4-up save will probably pass most of those.
Right.
You're still wounding most things on 3s if they're not monsters or tanks. It's not great at killing tanks, but yada yada.
In theory, neither is a lasgun, but you throw enough lasguns at a tank, and a tank's gonna die.
Well, yeah, especially now. It's got 3 heavy bolters on it. That actually works usually better, because it's a -1 armor save.
Right.
Same thing, though, less shots. They only hit on 4s, but with 20 shots, averaging 10. But the fact is that their toughness 8, they have 12 wounds, they move 10 inches, they can have 29 shots a turn, and then if you pair them up with Vanquishers, which... are 2 shots, 1 last cannon, 1 Vanquisher cannon, and can do a possible output of 12 damage.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, is that a tank? I hunt it. Oh, did I kill the unit in front of that character? I shoot the character.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, very strong with very high minuses. -3 for the Vanquisher, -4 for the last cannon.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that I can run a legal list with it, because you can just run the spearhead detachment.
Yeah.
And you get 1 reroll, or you get 1 command point, and then your base 3, so you have 4 command points with tanks. It's fairly strong,
right?
And this is at all at 1,000 points, or about 60 power points.
Sure.
See, while you say this is the new meta, I'll be the opposite of this in saying I actually kind of like it.
No, don't.
After playing, I mean. You have nothing but praise, obviously, because you've broken the game with your tanks.
No, it's not praise. Like, I have an issue with it. Like, don't get me wrong. As much as I enjoy it, but I enjoy the game. Like,
I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying what I like, being a more fluffy player.
Yeah.
Now that you have vehicles having a shit ton of wounds, flyers, tanks, walkers, it almost makes it a little, like, seemingly feels realistic.
Yeah, and...
It's not like, oh, I have a las cannon, I penetrate your hull, you blow the fuck up.
Yeah, and
just one shot, you know?
I'll be perfectly honest, when I first heard about it, I'm like, this is fucking stupid, and I did not like it. But, the more I keep playing with it, I'm like, you know what, this actually is a lot more fun, it makes way more sense. Sure, when my tank goes from, like, 12 wounds down to, like, 4 wounds, and suddenly 3 tech priests swarm in, it's back to 12 wounds. I'm like, okay, that's a little silly. Because now I'm like, I have a negative. I have no negative. I'm going to keep shooting you a bajillion shots.
Yeah.
I think that's a little silly, but...
Especially because you can put the tech priests inside some super heavies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
Hornet's Nest Stormlord.
Yeah, I can't wait to test that one out.
Stormlord still holds 40.
It still holds 40? Hey, Stormlord 40 tech priests. Good luck killing that thing in one turn.
You know, at that
point... Or ever, at that point, really.
At that point, it should just be every wound you take is a tech priest dying on the inside.
That's still 40 extra wounds.
That's
fine. And they have an invul save.
That's fine, but it at least seems realistic. Well, other than, okay, I wound you, it goes back up to full wounds. I wound you, it goes back up to full wounds.
So it's kind of like an old World War II Russian tank surrounded by just people taking shells for him.
Pretty much.
Strap him on his armor.
Yeah, it's child armor. Anyways.
Jeez. Welcome back,
you
want to
blow? You want to blow up this tank? Here. Here's all the...
Here's a moral decision
now. All the
people,
let you.
All the people who weren't able to pass through our physical demands checklist just hanging off the sides of the tank taking shells.
Well, I mean, if it's your army that you're strapping to the side of your tank, I don't think the enemy Eldar player is really going to give a damn if a bunch of humans just blew up.
True.
I'm like, I don't either. They're guardsmen. Who cares?
Another wave of conscription papers, and you'll fill it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the point.
Well, maybe not that Katie is gone.
Eh, there's enough of the violet eye fucks. But it's definitely a very interesting. Like, at first...
And they'll give Katie a new planet eventually.
Yeah, sure.
Of course. It'll be somewhere in the Crag system. Who cares?
Yeah.
Ultra Smurfs with the Cadians. It just makes perfect sense.
They got over 500. They can give one up.
Yeah. Two.
And rename it Cadia.
Cadia 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Where you come from? Cadia 2, Electric Boogaloo.
That'd be terrifying. Like, the Cadogen be like, what happened? No. But as many gripes as I had when they first announced it with their, like, FAQ thing, like, this and this and this, I'm like, okay, you didn't give us enough information, you kind of left it a broad stroke.
Yeah, when I was talking about you about that was not long after the Adepticon podcast. As you were giving your responses, all I could hear was your voice in my head, he is mad.
Yeah, I mean, at first I was kind of annoyed about it. Well, I was really...
You threatened to quit just playing the game. You're just like, painting's gonna be my hobby now. I'm not gonna play the game anymore. It's stupid.
I won't lie. I was pissed off because I'm like, all right. Because when I saw it, it was a completely new game. And everyone's like, well, they're not Sigmaring it. They kind of did in the aspect, but... I'm not gonna say it's not enjoyable.
Yeah.
I mean, it can still easily be competitive.
They took the stuff from Sigmar that was good...
But they kept the strength and toughness values.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big thing, because actually, instead of having to go, hey, this is what your guy has, and here's what he does, is like, hey, look, here's your profile, here's how your weapons modify it.
Yeah, they they kept the complexity with the simplicity of Sigmar.
Streamlined complexity, I love
it. Yeah, I mean, some of it, it's mostly because it's a new game, everyone's taking a long time to just figure out their armies.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's still getting there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not super happy with it. I'm not disappointed with it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's still a game. I'm still rolling dice. I'm still having fun.
Right.
I have a theory on a competitive list that I will probably see everywhere soon.
Yeah.
Because tanks.
Eldar.
I mean, Eldar still are going to be top three armies. Tau. I will be surprised if it's not Eldar, Tau, and Guard.
Yeah.
Mostly because Guard got a huge buff, like...
Mm-hmm.
With the tanks and everything.
With
like
tanks,
that,
their infantry...
I'd be shocked to see people playing Guard infantry, especially with what you're saying, how Guard armor works.
Well, the fact that how Guard armor works and the fact that you can't take platoons anymore... Like, if you want a squad of guardsmen, or a troop choice of guardsmen, you take one infantry squad of guardsmen and that's it.
Wow.
Veterans are now elites, and heavy weapons teams are heavy supports, and special weapons team, I think, are either fast attack or
I hope they double the
elites.
Number of...
Nope.
Really?
Six men. It's still 10 guard. It's still 3 heavy weapon platforms.
Wow.
Conscripts, you can take a unit to 20.
Okay.
So I got a 20-man meat shield. Commissars are pretty good. If you're within, I think, 6 inches, you can only ever lose one model for morale.
Sure.
Which is great, but the fact that you only have 10 guardsmen, if you're not losing all 10 in the single shooting round, something terribly went wrong for them, or you rolled very, very well.
Right.
Something I found out fun today with the new indexes.
Yeah.
Being the Death Guard player.
Yeah.
That, and we found this out for multiple, if you're running actual specific legions, there is kind of a restriction as to what you can take.
Really?
Yes. Specifically for the guard or for the Death Guard, Havocs aren't listed, Terminators aren't listed.
Right.
There's like a small little snippet of what you can have
that
will essentially get you
a fluffy list.
Not necessarily fluffy, because Havocs are fluffy.
Sure.
And Terminators are very fluffy for them.
Yeah.
It's just, it's what you're limiting can, what you can get that gives you the Death Guard specific, you know, essentially feel no pain.
Right.
Okay. Disturbingly resilient, I think, is the new name of it. But we saw that today, and it's like, and I read the rule, because at first it's like, well, just replace Legion with whatever you're using.
Sure.
And you're like, cool, that works. And then you read it again. It's like, but if it's not any of these listed,
right,
it can't be Legion specific. So you're like, well, shit, the army I used to run, you know, with a couple squads of Havocs that
isn't really a thing anymore.
With Feel No Pain on Havocs is not a thing anymore.
But it kind of made sense too, because like if you look at Terminators with Feel No Pain and their toughness 5 are like super hard to fucking kill. Havocs that could run around with autocannons and shit were super hard to fucking kill. At first when
they were never really that super hard to kill.
They weren't super
not Havocs.
They were much more difficult to kill.
Being able to walk around with full ballistic skill.
Yeah, and how ballistic skill and moving with heavy weapons work now kind of balanced itself out.
Mm-hmm.
I was confused at it at first, too, because when I first read it, I'm like, oh, okay, it just says everything between page 16 and 42, which is everything within the Chaos book, that World Eaters can take, being, I think, the World Eater player, not the Khorne player. Well, I guess Nate and I share that role, but I'm the World Eater player. And I'm like, okay, but I literally have Havocs, I have all the tanks, I have flyers, I have everything in the book.
Far too much shooting for a proper Khorne army.
Yeah, I'm like, I shouldn't have Havocs, I really shouldn't have all these tanks, I shouldn't have these.
Well, to be fair, I did like running Havocs with Margaret Khorne, because no one expected them to have a counterattack.
Yeah, and that was always hilarious.
That was a lot of fun.
But it's like, okay, well, it doesn't make sense that the Death Guard doesn't get all this stuff, and like, they get limited to 20 slots.
Especially that the Death Guard was known for being predominantly infantry heavy.
Right.
And, you know, if you could carry it, you could use it.
Right.
Well, and they had Terminator armor, and the only time they really used many vehicles were Spartans and Land Raiders to carry the Terminators.
Yeah, but also speaking of Land Raiders, you get a 5-up Feel No Pain on your Land Raider now.
Yeah.
Because now you can put the Death Guard into it. That's gonna be pretty beefy. I'm not gonna lie. When I realized that, I'm like, this is gonna be great. A Land Raider with Feel No Pain,
or Predators with Feel No Pain. Like the fact your Predator just got way more survivable.
Our autocannon still 2 shots.
Yes, yeah. But they're 2 shots, strength 7, minus 1 AP, and 2 damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So each shot basically effectively does 2.
Yes.
Yes. So much better at taking out larger creatures.
That's like a combination of the Legion autocannons and or Predator autocannons and the 40K Predator autocannons.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Predators can move and shoot all their weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At different targets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rather than just okay, everything at this one thing, and if one bunch can't see your
with
host.
A 360-degree arc.
Yeah.
Are Predators heavy tanks? Because
presumably they would be, right?
You would think that, because most, like, the Eldar tanks, if they move and fire their heavy weapon, they're at a minus one.
Yeah.
Most actually, and Tau tanks, and actually most tanks, except for Imperial Guard, which have heavy tank special rule, which says when they move, they can still fire all their weapons.
Yeah.
At no minus. So that's why I'm wondering.
That's the only, like, I'm not going to say it's a negative, because that's a way to balance things out. I completely agree. And with this addition, you know, having everything balance is
key,
and it comes with the territory. Just with, being a fluffy player, it's
well,
just
with a game like this, like balance, like it's a nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's never gonna be true balance.
That's what I'm saying. It's a nice idea, but with a game with this many variables in it, when you introduce too many, like so many different facets to a thing, balance becomes
looking
a very
at
hard
it
thing
now,
to achieve.
You know, the Primaris Marines are gonna be the new. As far as Imperial players,
as far
that's
as
gonna
go-to,
be
yeah.
the that's gonna be the new go to because
not for me because if. Space Wolves, like, yeah, sure, I'd like Primaris Marines. I'll probably take some just to try them out, but
Let's
I'm still
going
to rely on my Grey Hunters because it's funnier that way.
Also, you'd never get the shrink wrap off them.
Lies. I've been working on stuff recently.
How much shrink wrap was it?
Enough.
So one box?
I'm guessing three.
Listen, man, it's hard. I had to use my teeth and everything.
He says that as I've built five tanks in a week.
I built five, seven dudes.
I'm very proud of you.
Since last week.
I'm
Before that, I built 10.
I'm proud
Nathan
of you.
Nathan built the other
10. And that's still better
time
than...
It took me a day and a half to build 10 models, which took Nathan, like, most of an afternoon.
Like 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours.
But that's still better than last year when it was one shrink wrap off of a box in, like, 280 days.
Yes.
So...
That's pretty fair.
Listen, I don't work on stuff alone, okay? It's just boring.
And that's fine.
That's why we're just going to put a mirror across from you so it looks
cool,
like
so I can hate myself even more. Just like, sitting here working on models by yourself. Disgusting fat slob.
Not really. We're hoping it's going to be more like a parrot. It just sees something else there and goes, ooh, someone else.
No, see, I put a mirror next to me so it's not like I'm alone. But here's what happens, Brad. I'll start to work on stuff and I'll catch my movement outside my eye and I'll just be sitting there watching my mirror self do all the things that I'm doing for the next 6 hours.
That is a fair point. Like, I feel
just
like...
be careful. If you look back and it's not looking back at you, you got a problem.
Yeah, at that point.
You got to put a mirror behind you so you can look at the mirror looking at you, looking at the mirror looking at you.
Yeah. That'll only train me for a whole 12 hours.
I know. You'll be really confused. Especially when the mirror, like, all the different angles just keep looking at themselves and the one that isn't. You're like, what?
Wait, did that one just blink? Because I didn't blink. Did I blink? I don't know.
What's going on?
And each mirror has a different voice.
Yeah.
Mirrors don't talk.
You're looking at the wrong mirrors.
Yes.
Maybe quit shattering them, you'd actually notice.
Hey, I gotta get sharp objects somehow. All it is polished silver.
Yeah. You gotta get sharp out with Shemal because all the hardware stores won't sell to it anything to him anymore.
That is not true. Still one or two. They trust me with a buzzsaw, unfortunately.
Fools.
They haven't learned yet.
Yeah.
Give it a week.
Yeah.
Ah, chain swords. What?
You mean chain axes?
Everything. Chain glaives. No, Strawman chain glaives.
Oh.
Man reapers.
Eh, I still like a chainsaw.
Man reapers.
You know what? Tanks.
Yeah.
Because nothing is more entertaining than looking at me as I charge your assault unit with a tank. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, so that's a new thing in this edition, that vehicles can actually fight in close combat.
Yeah.
But see, they've actually made the meta of the old meme of drive me closer so I can hit it with my sword.
Yeah, now my
they
Razorback...
actually made it viable.
Yeah, now my Razorback with the guy in the pulpit holding a chainsword and a stormbolter actually makes sense now.
Yeah. I'll be honest, the biggest drawback to my list currently is if they get in combat and they can't actively break off and shoot things... It makes it very difficult for them to survive.
Right.
So what I've been doing is that after I shoot things, I just charge them with a tank, tie them up, go shoot something else, pull that tank out, and then shoot that unit.
Yeah.
And then charge them again in case I don't kill them.
Yeah.
And it works. And then I have all my tech priests run up. Which is also fun if you run the tank up, get it in combat, and it takes a ton of wounds, the tech priest can run behind it and go ting, 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 and just keep it alive.
Kind of like a Jawa in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Or like if you're playing Battlefield, you've got the engineer following the tank around when in a tank fight. Just haha, you'll never kill it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
but now can you send your engineer or your tech priest overseers or engine seers like kind of like on a Detroit run? You know, run to another vehicle,
and put
strip
it,
it down, put it on blocks, and run away.
No, I wish you could. That'd be awesome if you can run up to a tank and do like D6 damage
as
to
you
it.
Just disassemble it rather than actually attack it.
Yeah.
You're just like very meticulously disassembling it bolt by bolt.
And as he runs away, you just hear in the distance, "Bitch, I'm from Detroit."
That would be wonderful. You have no idea how much fun that would be.
The diorama, a bunch of. The cloaks of tech priest going off the panel in diorama, and then just a vehicle up on blocks.
They just worked out the shit out of that vehicle.
You think the orcs got skill? We're from orcs the Forge World, Detroit.
Yeah, orcs Luton can learn scoot. A thing or two about looting from tech priests.
Yeah, they'll come diving out of Chimera or the Stormlord, rip it apart, and put it on the Stormlord.
Yeah,
drive away. That's an angry hornet's nest.
There you go.
What I am sad is that
Detroit Hornets nest.
So can vehicles just run things over anymore?
No, you can't run them over. You just get in combat.
Well,
and
you're lucky, Nathan.
In combat.
I can't run any of Nathan's stuff over anymore.
Yeah, I mean you can. My tanks only have 3 attacks, and they only hit on 6s.
Uh-huh.
Like vehicles are not really meant to get in combat. It's just an option. Like if you need to tie up, like I don't know, Terminators for a single turn.
Right.
But, sure.
But that could be scary, tying up Terminators a single turn.
That's a gamble, yeah.
Depending on
what they're armed with.
Depending on what they're armed with, but if you know you have, like, something that's much more dangerous and you'd rather that not get charged, like, let's say you had a Basilisk or something.
Sure.
And you're like, I need to save the Basilisk, so you just run a Chimera into him and be like,
and just pray the Basilisk's time to get away.
Yeah, or pray that it survives that one round of combat.
Yeah.
Be like, please, please don't explode. Okay, it didn't. I'm safe. Or you get in a unit that you, or like a squad that they know won't be able to hurt the tank.
Right.
Which they try to run away so that they can shoot the tank.
Yeah.
But then you're able to counter that.
Yeah.
That's always helpful.
Which I must say, today was hilarious walking up watching you take on those space wolves. And you're like, oh, I'm about to get charged.
Yeah.
With
like
a smile on your face. I leave. Go talk to other people in the shop, kind of walk around, come back, maybe not even in like 45 minutes later, I come back. Most of those space wolves
are gone.
If not like a good quarter of what was on the table are now gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he comes in, it's like, what happened? I'm like, I knew I was about to be charged, so I just charged him. I got to swing first.
Yeah.
I did nothing. We sat, like, I had one tank sit in the corner from turn one all the way till the end of the game until I killed everything else. And I'm like, cool. I leave combat now, and all my tanks turn around and shoot you. It's like, oh, no, why? Like, because that's how it works.
Yeah.
So
which
vehicles
can still drive out of combat, just as that wheel, huh?
Yeah.
Anything can.
Okay.
You can willingly disengage out of combat at any time, but you sacrifice shooting, moving,
and you automatically move backwards. You just get away from it.
Yeah.
You can't shoot or assault afterwards unless you have the rule flying, which then you can still do everything because you're flying. Tau, most of their stuff has that rule. So they can.
Of course.
Yeah, so
they
like
do.
The crisis suits, if they get caught in combat, they can be like, I'm running away by.
And I'm going to shoot your ass.
Yeah, pretty much. And which happens, and I'm like, okay, that's, you know.
That's dumb.
It's dumb, but whatever, Tau. But
Tau.
Yeah, it's Tau.
Why were we surprised at this
But
point?
Something fun that we learned today, if something has the rule fly in it,
yeah,
it can charge flyers.
Yeah.
Nice.
So like jump pack squads now
nice.
Can actually assault a flyer.
Nice.
Or like jet bikes for the Eldar
yeah.
can assault flyers.
Too bad Tech Breeze can't do the disassemble thingy and it also takes something that gives them fly. So they're just like alongside a flyer disassembling it midair.
No, but I'll shoot at flyers with last pistols and take them out of the air.
Well, yeah, no, because you can do that now.
Yeah.
Because now it's just what? Minus one to hit?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just minus one.
As opposed to like having to roll a six.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. It is so much fun.
It's going to be so much easier to hit a Storm Raven with a crack grenade now.
Yeah.
So I did it once with 7th edition rules.
Looking through this has made me happy. Like, I talked to Nate recently and he told me that the Terminus Ultra was in here and I was like, that's awesome. And he showed the Imperial Space Marine and I was lucky enough to be able to get a hold of the Terminator Captain with the grenade launcher in his hand. It is a upgradable item for a Terminator Captain in the book, so I'm just happy that it's there.
Nice.
Like, they were not joking when they said every model we have made has a place in the book. So
except
what about Sly
Marble?
Sly Marble
and a couple
other
models.
Well, this is index one for
so
this is all Space Marines.
Is he
Marbo's in the book?
No, he's not. Not on their couch.
Like, and the other thing that I love about this too is not only do they have all like the little ins and outs, it's probably more alphabetical going through Astartes and then going through the unique codex chapters. But I like the fact that they still put Dark Angels and Space Wolves right next to each other. That's something special.
Dark Angels in the wrong book.
He is not, because I
they
doubt
should
I
be
complain.
In the Chaos Index.
Chaos Index. They should be there.
The one thing that did surprise me, though, and I understand why they did it, or I could think I understand why they did it, is it shocked me that, like, the Custodes are with the Guard, the Sisters.
Everything that isn't Space Marine.
Yes. I would have figured they'd be more at home next to Space Marines than...
But they don't like Space Marines.
They don't like anybody underneath them.
They're arrogant pricks.
Exactly.
You know what? They're finally doing their fucking job after 10,000 years because
they've
uh-oh.
Been doing it at the palace.
Uncle came home.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been doing it at the palace. There's been a warp storm under the throne, and that
yeah,
they've been
really
fighting demons in the basement.
Ever since Magnus fucked that up.
Yeah, they've been a little bit busy.
Playing the xylophone on the Emperor's ribcage.
Where's my Centaurian?
Where's my Centurion?
Yeah.
Does
the new
this
episode
mean,
is great.
Does
yes,
this mean
it
we
is.
Won't
I've
have our
it.
Daily cuddle sessions, Father?
No, they put up a new
episode. Shut up.
He put up a new episode recently.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it is fantastic. They meet Vulcan. I'll
yeah.
just say that. It is great.
Nice.
Oh, that's going to be power hilarious.
Hugging.
I can't wait to see it.
It's really entertaining.
It'll be uncomfortable somewhere else.
And shit, I just forgot what we were talking about. Amarantin's really tired.
Well, before that, we were talking about
only
talking
two
about
of the
cool
only two of the five of us actually look awake.
Yeah. Well, I woke up.
Well, I'm saying that because as we've been going on through this, I've just noticed like I know Nate and Austin are tired. Looking across the table at Chaplain Sawyer,
he's been busy looking at his new toys.
Well, he has, but I mean, he looked asleep while doing it, and then all of a sudden,
he's full
when,
of life.
Like when he saw that. There was an upgrade for that model. Like,
yeah.
Poof, he's got energy.
I can use my model.
I can use my toys that I have, other than Sly Marvel, who's not in the book.
Okay, Land Raider Excelsior is in the book.
Yep.
The Forge World one.
No, not Forge
World.
The Warhammer,
one that's only,
Warhammer
yeah,
World.
Warhammer World.
You can still only get it at Warhammer World.
Yeah, bastards.
Or you can go on eBay and you can find it for, like, actually a reasonable price.
Or you just ask a friend that lives in the UK. And
I don't have friends in the UK.
Well, I don't have friends.
That's a good point.
I don't.
That or you could just take forever. A grav cannon and build one.
True.
Ah, yeah, that's a good
yeah.
point.
But
or what? You could just buy the psi cannon and use that.
Gold. Yeah.
But what I was gonna say, also Grey Knights are in Imperial Codex too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Imperial
Knights are in here.
Are they in one?
Yeah. They're near Death Watch.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't look hard enough.
We're literally looking at the book now.
Yeah, now the Primaris Marines are out.
All right, well,
Death
I'm wrong.
Watch.
I only bought
yeah.
two of the books.
Every Space Marine in Imperium 1.
All right, cool. I'm fine being wrong.
I actually really, really like this book.
Also, the fact that
like
it doesn't,
these books.
It doesn't yeah. matter. You can be like, I want to take a captain from this and Space Marines from that and this. They all
I want my
Blood
Angels
to
have the Storm Talons.
Yeah.
Go for it.
You can. Like, mm-hmm. you can... Like, if I want to play my guard tank list, but I'm like, I want Sisters of Silence also. Yeah. I can just take Sisters of Silence. Mm-hmm. If I'm like, I want to take Primaris Marines. I can now.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy the other indexes, but this is kind of like priority. I almost bought Index 2 for Imperium.
I got it. Like, just because I need it for
all
tanks.
All I know is me personally, and once again, it's because
Chaos.
I'm Mr. Fluffy. Oh, no. Uh-huh. If I were to do...
In more ways than one.
If I were to do like a Primaris list, I really want to run them with the Sisters. No, with the Sisters of Silence and Custodes.
Yeah,
I really would want to do like that kind of triumvirate, just because it makes sense fluff wise.
Crap! I forgot to wire up those klaxons.
Well, this is giving me a reason. Like going through this, it's like making me really excited to actually get because Gilliman's completely assembled for myself. I've been working on stuff, and I actually almost have 3 full tactical squads ready for paint.
Holy shit,
I have
really?
I have a fourth one that's almost that's like in line. All the bits are set out, and I actually have 3 bags. I have 2 dev squads with all their bits ready to go. I just got to put them together, and then I just have to build more of my Assault Marines and my Scouts. But everything is in a box in my room, all ready to be assembled, all divvied up, so I just have to get to it. But I'm slowly getting to it. The big thing is, though, I want to get to the big man himself, because that model is beautiful, and he's awesome. But I think he'd look better in blue and gold, not just gray.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Plastic makes it look a little dull.
Yeah. But I'm getting excited. I've been actually making some decent progress on stuff when I can.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of working and building and painting their armies. Cause,
yeah.
Like, you're working on your Death Guard. I'm just working on whatever the fuck is in front of me at
well,
this point.
Well,
I'm actually working on things.
I know,
well,
it's crazy.
Well, because we have...
the world's going to end soon.
Well, as you already know... We have the Path to Glory campaign we're doing in the shop. I've been really working on them. I've
yeah.
kind of put 40K stuff on the back burner because I really wanted to see what the new really, like the new index is, like what everything I can and can't do before I really decided to go, yeah, let's do it.
Whereas I
purposefully like reined myself in, and I'm like, let's just work on AOS. I can get the color scheme down I want for my Death Guard now.
For that, I actually today I picked up the starter kit for Sigmar, and I also bought the Stormcast Eternal hardback book for that. So I actually have enough Stormcast Eternals now once they're assembled that I can actually play Age of Sigmar, which I've really been looking forward to because it looks fun and everyone I see playing it is just having a blast.
And
man, if Sawyer's got an Age of Sigmar stuff, that means I need to now too.
Yes, yes you do.
I
yes,
also have Age of Sigmar stuff.
I knew this.
I convinced Austin to Age of Sigmar is actually fun.
Yeah, we played a game and I'm like, wow, this is actually entertaining. And I'm also in the Path of Glory campaign, but I want to paint Archeon first, so I'm just waiting on that before I start working on anything else because I'm using Archeon as my Chaos Lord.
And I also have my Infinity stuff that I have to go pick up, which, I mean, I've always heard of it. I've never looked into it. I found an army that I think is awesome, and the nice thing is I have like 10 models and I'm good, and I can play it with a friend. So I'm excited about that, and I'm looking forward to that. And I also broke out my X-Wing and got everything together and put together. It's just, I have to start making small purchases here and there to actually make a little fleet.
So this isn't 40K really, but I'm glad I was talking about other games, because I've been really wanting to bring up that game Wreckage that we found at Adepticon.
Yeah.
That's basically Mad Max.
Yeah.
Like the Mad Max vehicle scenes. I want to get into that.
Well, I've been playing Flames of War as well, which is really just where I've been getting my tank snuff going, because I just run Germans and tanks, and it's just super fun.
Speaking of other games, I've been heavily looking at Blood and Plunder ever since seeing them at Adepticon.
Oh, yeah.
And I've literally...
That's the pirate game?
That's the pirate game.
Sweet.
Within the past week, finally, they've actually finally released everything.
Oh, yeah.
So it is open to purchase. It's no longer just, you know, wait for us to release stuff. Everything is ready to purchase.
Yeah.
It's actually... comparing it to 40K, roughly cheap. I mean, the rule book looks like it's $35. The squads are like $13
sure.
for four to five models each.
Sure.
But it's a skirmish type game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, spend a couple $13 here and there to get two or three squads and you're good to go.
Yeah.
You don't need the ships, but why would you do a pirate game without ships?
Seriously.
And the funny part was thinking about like where it was like, oh, well, there's different nationalities. Predominantly, it's not like your Royal Navy. You are all Buccaneers. It's just, who do you want to say you're from?
Right.
Because each nation has their own like small skirmish groups, you know?
Right.
So it looks pretty interesting, and I really want to get into it.
Their own little group of people that just, you can do what you want, just don't do it to our ships.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Which, after, like, looking into it, watching a couple videos on YouTube, I am hands down going to get into it.
Yeah.
The rules look complex as hell, but...
I mean, is that comparing it by old 40K standards or even old fantasy standards?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it's to those standards. Like,
okay.
The old 40K or the old...
You're being shown a thing.
Yes, we are. The old 40K or the old fantasy. It's like, it's that level of complexity, but it looks like it's going to be fun as hell.
Yeah.
The thing we were being shown is fucking amazing.
So a friend of mine just sent me a photo of a Space Marine. He's using a Slaanesh Lord.
Uh-huh.
He took the chaplain from Drell Kalth, changed out his arms so he's holding a guitar.
And he's strumming it.
Yep.
Yeah, Slaanesh Lord.
That's the old Noise Marine guitar, too.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, I saw it. I'm like, I know where this comes from. Glamrock Marines. Can't wait. I will bring up one thing since this is the day of 8th. The one gripe I have with
yes,
all
only
of this.
Get mad. Oh, wait. Oh, yes.
The
one
real gripe that I have that's super fucking frustrating, it actually makes me mad. The indexes, how they're laid out, are fucking stupid.
Well, this one makes sense to me.
No, fuck you.
It makes sense to me.
Eat a bag of dicks. What it is.
Present said bag of dicks.
I will whip out at everything. Fuck you.
We don't have a microscope in here, Austin.
That's why I can do it twice. The problem I have is like, cool, it gives you the PowerPoints and everything. It's like, all right, these are the options that they can take. And then it also is like, oh, you can take a bunch of other options too.
Yeah.
Like, these are just what they come with. Like, Sanguinary Guard. Or,
and you have
Sanguinary
to go to the front of the
bad.
Book or the back of the book.
Yeah.
Like the front of the book, like,
Space
when,
Marine
when
squad.
It tells you, like, for, we'll say Chaos, for me, it's like, you've got special weapons or you've got, you know, like, Chaos character inventory.
Yeah.
You have to go to the front, to see the list,
uh-huh.
and then you have to go all the way to the back to find where the what the points value for everything is.
That's dumb as shit.
It's the same. It's the same gripe I had in the last book. You have to look at one part to go to another part to go to another part to see what it does. The problem is it's supposed to be super fucking streamlined. Even the point values for the units, like power points, I get it. You want to use the power to play more balanced games. Makes total fucking sense. But if someone wants to play points, put the points in the same fucking spot. Like I remember in 5th edition where you would had, this is what it does, here's all your weapon options, this is what you do, and if you need references, you look in the back. Now it's, here's what you can take, look at these lists, look at what your army does, look at this, and I'm like, go fuck yourself, I just need one page.
The only thing about that, his gripe that I am,
I told you I'm fucking mad about this, it's the one thing I'm pissed off about.
That I am on board with, that I thought was weird, coming from the old editions where you had the reference pages on back,
yeah,
and you know, you had all your ranged weapons, and then at the, you know, the bottom of the list, like there's your close combat. Now it's two separate boxes.
Uh-huh.
So looking back, you're like, okay, cool, I've got the right one. And you're sitting there like looking down the list and you're like, I can't find plasma pistol.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit, I'm under close combat weapon. Next.
Or you're like, look, this is the list of all the Chaos Marine
weapons.
Here's all the Chaos David weapons. Here's the Traitorous Knights weapons.
Yeah, it's not super streamlined. Like, I get it. It's just
again,
the index with everything.
What Nate and I have done in the past, too, you could also, you know, buy the little book tab markers
Yeah, yeah.
Or even
that's probably
post-it
what I'm
notes.
Gonna do with this, because when they release the
I've
full
done that
codex,
in the past, and it's perfect, because then you can look and be like, hey, look, this is where this is. Flip.
Fun fact, I streamline my books. Your books aren't streamlined. Suck my dick. Granted, when they put out the actual codexes, they'll probably be more streamlined because they just were slamming a bunch of information in the book so that we can play the game day one.
Yeah. Also, right probably... now the indexes have at least 4 armies in them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have
like
a bunch of armies.
One is Xenos 1, which actually has technically 5 because there's the Eldar that's all of the Eldar at once, which has like, you know, 3 models in it.
Yeah, I mean, granted,
I have this many.
And the Necrons. So, like, there's 5 armies, there's 5 factions in there. Everything else is more factions than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Granted, if this is the only thing I can be mad about, this speaks all volumes about 8th edition, and this will probably be fixed with the actual codexes coming out.
Yeah, and that's saying a lot coming from how mad you were about when the live FAQ was.
Yeah, it's completely turned around 180, but, like, I love you, Sawyer, by the way. I didn't mean to just start screaming at you. But
it kind of felt like being home.
I know.
There's a reason I sat you guys where you're sitting.
I know. It makes perfect sense. Yeah. But it's just, if that's my real gripe that, oh my God, the streamlining that you promised isn't real.
Yes, it does.
And just pissed me off. Like, okay, that's fine. Learn what streamlining means, though, you motherfucks.
I would
that
say,
word. I do not think it means what I you think it means. When they put out the codexes, they would finally have some better organization, but I kind of feel that throughout the whole time 40K will exist, it is always going to be fucked up with
it,
the
it
organization.
Will. And to be perfectly honest...
And you know what? We wouldn't have it any other way, because people were... As soon as they streamlined so it was actually convenient, people would be wondering, so what page do I turn to find out where this stuff is? Where you don't, it's all right there. I don't understand.
Of course.
Easiest well, shit in the world, and they still don't understand.
The administratum has never been all that good at their job.
No, they haven't. You're right, they haven't, but the AdMech have, and the Tau have, and they're still confused
Wait,
as fuck.
Lord, what do you mean the daily ammunition we ordered here for Armageddon didn't arrive? Where the hell did it go?
Valhalla.
Shit.
Next thing you know, there's like...
Where'd you go with Fenris? Why? Scooby Snacks. Do they eat ammunition? Yes.
No, that's what it just shows up to some random ass backward like aggro world.
Yeah, it shows up on some farmer's doorstep.
Why do we need 10,000 tons of ammunition?
Where the fuck are
we don't have a goddamn gun.
Where the fuck are our tractors?
No, they got the imperial or the imperial
and the tractors
got
show
the
up to
to Armageddon.
To Armageddon.
No, the tractors go up to Fenris.
Yeah,
and they're wondering where the heat generators are. Those are on Armageddon.
Yeah,
that all got fucked somehow.
Look, they passively wonder where the heat generators are on Fenris, but then they realize, hey, we've got a bunch of tractors with fuel. Let's ride them down the fucking mountain.
This is also like
Not
2 years after
Fenris
they made the requisition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2 years later. Just like, cool, those things we ordered finally arrived, and it's the wrong thing.
And that's because they expedited.
It's Amazon Prime all over again.
Imperium Prime.
It was expedited, too.
Sly Marbo's cancer sticks.
Caddishan Prime.
Sandpaper cigarettes.
the best smoke this side of the Eye of Terror.
But yeah, I mean,
if you want something better, you gotta go to Slaanesh.
I wouldn't say better. I think if you just want something else, you go to Slender.
They'll give you something good to
say. Better is a too definitive a word for what you'd get.
Yeah.
You'd get something else. Not necessarily better, but you'd get something. Probably gonorrhea.
Most likely gonorrhea.
No, that's Nurgle.
Super AIDS.
Super AIDS.
Herpagonosyphilitis.
No, what you'd get is the bat cave turned into the bat chasm, which was you get.
Ah, yes. But I feel like all of us agree, like, eighth, for who played it already, eighth is pretty good. PowerPoints are going to become the new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Points are going to go away.
Not going to lie, I love doing the PowerPoints today. It was one with your favorite word, streamlining.
It was super streamlined. Just the points that you can, like.
Because that way it's like, I've got my models built this way. This is how I want to run it. Fuck you. I don't want to have to worry about shit. Do I have the 15 points for the plasma pistol? I want my damn plasma pistol.
Well, even
it
that
costs 9 points for a 10-man chaos squad. Regardless of what weapon options you give people, it's 9 points.
See, and that makes it fun because for me, running my sergeant with a plasma pistol, a power sword, and then I have a plasma gun, and I have a plasma cannon, and depending on how I set up the rest of the dudes, because sometimes that sergeant might have a combi plasma with him, it's like, I can do whatever I want. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, and it completely streamlines it, and it really does balance the game, because I remember I played one game with I've just been using power, because it's the quickest way to do lists. But we did something like 70 power, and my list came out to like just over 1,000 points. And their list came out to almost 1,400 points.
Wow.
But the game was balanced, and I still hand, like, even with them getting the first turn and me taking, like, I think I lost 2 tanks in the first turn out of the 5, I still won the game.
Yeah.
Like, it balanced the shit out of the game still.
Yeah.
And people have freedom, and they don't have to be like, oh, well, I only got 5 points left. I have to take one weapon away somewhere so that I can give this dude some stupid save or something.
Yeah, or you're just like, fuck, I have to give everyone gift of mutation because I have no other options
to
take.
Or fuck, I want
to
take this unit. For everyone. Everybody's getting bolters.
Yeah, it's like you just have to burn points just to get close.
70 points left, 5 marines with bolters.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. They're not going to do anything. They're just going to die.
And they end up being the last unit on the table holding the objective.
Yep.
Yeah, because they're just sat in the back not doing anything, staying out of trouble.
Yeah.
No one expects the combat squad with bolters.
Everyone expects it. That's why I run straight at you.
Priority target, you have Gilliman and you have a bunch of other powerful characters. No, we're going for that 5-man combat squad. Fuck them.
Because they're
going
to be a problem later.
And God damn it, my tank's going to charge you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, you're going to fucking enjoy it.
I am Lord Gilliman and I declare a challenge anyway. Yeah, that's nice. Let me deal with your little toy soldiers first. They're bigger
fuck
threat
you.
To me.
I'm charging your 5-man
I don't
combat
care who
squad
you are.
Over there.
I don't
Piss
care
off.
Who you are. Take a fucking number. We'll get to you in a second.
You know, speaking of which, too, like some of
to
the other things
to get 10,000 years to get off from your naps. So come on, like, you wait a little longer.
I'm really happy that the squads can actually split fire their weapons wherever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes perfect sense that, hey, there's a tank over there. Everyone with bolters, shoot this way. Plasma guy, take care of that thing.
Hey, heavy weapons dude, see that big fucking juicy target over there? Shoot at that. Everyone else that has the infantry killing, shoot at the assholes over there running by.
No, or it's like 7th edition rules. It's like the sergeant and everyone. He's like, engage these people over there. And then that one poor plasma cannon guy is like, but brother sergeant, there's a tank over there. We can only focus on one target.
I don't know. I'm just shooting all my tanks at one target. I don't give a
you
shit.
You just make the problem disappear and then move on to the next one.
I point, I click, I erase. I move
see that
on.
Enemy army? But, yes, my lord. I don't want to. Understood,
but
my lord.
But TC, there's another squad that just came out. God damn it. I told you kill that squad right in front of us. They will get there. They will get their comeuppance next.
And I love that predators are useful.
Force their fucking morale and that'll get rid of them. Then we deal with the problem.
When do you want to do the cultists versus tanks?
When I have more tanks.
Okay.
Whenever we can have like 20 tanks and 200 cultists on the table.
With all Punisher.
Probably
cannons.
Get you to 15 not by next week.
I can get down with that. Get down. Anyways.
And I'll bring all of the cultists.
Sure.
How many of them?
All of them.
Oh, Jesus.
So that. Well, how many power points is that? Hold on.
I have no idea. Let's find out.
10.
Let's look right. Because if I. If,
fair. About 12.
Okay, because if I have that, I have like 210 power points. Just thinking off the top of my head, it's about 210 power points.
I'll throw some Dark Apostles.
Okay. So I'm not going to just incinerate.
Maybe the Fluffies. Maybe the Mauler Fiends will come out.
Okay, I can handle the Mauler Fiends.
Oh, I know
I
you can. There's going to be distractions.
I know. Just,
they always are.
But it's.
don't know. They rip apart your army pretty well.
Yeah, that's pretty distracting.
Yeah. 210. Yeah, I'm about like 210.
It's really hard to focus on anything else. My army's disintegrating in front of me.
10 cultists is 3 power points. And I can run that 30 times.
Fucking shit.
So that's 900 power. That's 90 power points.
Yeah, so that's 300 cultists at 90.
Yeah.
You would have, that's like 700 cultists I'd have to fight. I can do it.
I'll need 400 more cultists.
Look at all these power points I stole.
As they die, they just come back.
Yeah, reserves. Who cares? Just use demons at that point.
There's any model that's a cultist, whatever. Just, yeah. fill bodies.
Just use your bloodbound guys.
You've got enough of them.
I actually don't have any reefers.
Hmm.
Why?
I got rid of them because I got so burned out on cultists I didn't want to deal with reavers. I have 300 fucking cultists.
Yeah.
See,
I didn't want to do that for Age of Sigmar as well.
There you go. Look at that. You've got 300. When they're all wiped out, you have 300 more. Yeah. When they're wiped out, just find 100 more.
I mean, we could do that. You just keep throwing waves of 300 at the
throw
tank.
Throw in the next wave. I'll just throw in the gaunts and no one will notice.
Oh, it could be like the hot gates. You just keep throwing wave after wave of cultists at me and see how long it takes you to kill all the tanks.
300
versus
40K 8th edition style.
Yeah, 15 tanks versus 300 or 3 bajillion cultists. Like, I'm down for that.
We are horribly bastardizing Thermopylae and the movie Fury into one,
yes,
like, beautiful game.
You know how great it would have been if the Greeks had tanks? The Persians would be fucked.
They were damn near already fucked if there hadn't been a traitor to show them the way around the wall of death.
They eventually would have gotten through.
Eventually they would have
taken 2 weeks.
It would have been a huge war of attrition and only picking off like maybe one or two Spartans for like
a day at a time.
Like a lot of them.
If they would eventually have gotten through, mostly because the Spartans would get tired and they would run out of resources.
Well, by the third day, they were already using their shields and helmets and rocks.
Yeah.
Their spears and short swords had already broken by that
broken
point.
Or dulled or using enemy weapons. But so, like, a week or two later, they would have gotten past, but the casualties would be high enough where if they wanted to go after Sparta, they would be like, ah, we're
or
fucked.
Or even
just like,
any of them.
We don't want to deal. That was 300. We don't want to deal with more.
Yeah. And
then
point,
they learned at Plataea the really hard way that you don't fuck with more than 300.
Why? Because otherwise it's not a fair fight.
None of it was a fair fight.
You could have just given a Spartan his dick in his hand, and it's still not a fair fight.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's how it was.
No. Weaponized cock slap.
Robo dick. Anyways.
The mushroom stamp of death.
You know, you missed a lot of very interesting conversations last time in my place with some of my friends and Nate. It got
weird.
Yeah.
Shit's
about. I don't know. For about
weird.
Like 5 minutes, for some reason, the topic of discussion was my penis, and I don't know why that was, but that just ended up happening.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
The most blasé way you could say that
mechanical
sentence ever,
penis,
by the way.
Actually was a phrase thrown around last night by one of the people that was there.
Interesting.
So it was. It's good to hear that it's.
You
like,
mean cyber dongs?
Could the emperor be rebuilt of cyber dongs?
Probably.
Oh, Rimlays.
I use up another 10 power points of every 5 spawn.
Done. I'm going to have 5 vanquishers.
Just to say no.
Pretty much.
It's already funny that 8th edition officially released today.
Yeah.
But
seriously.
Because of Gathering Storm and everything like that, it's been funny to see like the random theories, the random fan theories that have already been like flooding the internet.
You know, I actually brought something up with Nate. There's a guy on YouTube, and I can't remember. It's Chapter Master something with a V. I can't remember his thing. He does a lot of videos of him playing like some of the Warhammer games, and he's interesting. But some of the theories he had, I even told Nate, it was just like I did not agree with them. Some of them were so unsubstantiated, and the best one was when he was talking about the Primarchs that would come. And I remember what you had to say about that, Austin, was you were looking at more of a business standpoint of what would be the most logical thing. And this guy was more doing, like, you know, a wish list of what it would be. And there was nothing to substantiate it. He's like, well, this makes sense, but there was no evidence to support
this. This makes sense because I say it does.
And it's like, you know, there was a bunch of other, like, speculation that he had made in a bunch of the stuff. And it was just so wild and it just seemed unrealistic with some of the things.
Yeah, no, the one that I...
Is that a very fanficky?
Yeah, with a lot of the stuff I've been hearing from people.
The only one that I've read that I think, as far as, like, it sounds good, is... Obviously, we all have known from, like, the rule book, there's that nice little page that's scribbled that, you know, everyone's like, well, what does it say? What does it say? It says the Emperor's dead, you know?
And then so I remember someone saying those who wish the Emperor to be dead or something like that. Some people were like, that's what it could be. The Emperor's still in the palace. Gilliman was there.
But what the funny theory that this person had posted that I liked about it was saying that Gilliman killed the Emperor.
Put him out
because,
of his misery.
Because in Gathering Storm, they talk about now that the story's moved on, there was a point where the Astronomicon was, like, kind of fading.
And it's inaccessible on the other side of the rift.
And then it blinked. Like, it blanked out for a little bit. It was like a blink. It blanked out. But then it came back stronger than ever. Or not stronger than ever. It came back, but it was weaker. So, like, this person was like, well, they're like, this is a what if, but... What if Gilliman killed his father? That's why the Astronomicon went out. Someone else is sitting there now. It's weaker.
The problem is the only other person who could ever possibly sit on the throne that wasn't a Primarch or the Emperor was Malkador, because he was the only powerful human.
And he turned to dust.
He was the most powerful human Saiger, and it sent him to hell. So the idea that I have behind that, because you sparking that, is the fact that it's not human. It's not Imperial.
Could be Eldar.
There's still a Webway connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could be Eldrad.
Where the hell is Eldrad?
Whatever he normally does.
He has a small excerpt, and then he fucks right off.
Yeah, he's just fucking off somewhere.
Like, he summoned a greater demon of Zinch, cage it into the throne.
Here's the other thing.
Or what if Malal has said, fuck the other gods?
And finally said, show his face again?
Yeah.
By the way, is actually something I would like to play in a Chaos Warband as Malal. Like, have those that would just be fucking bad. That's an
idea. But I mean, as a theory, I just liked it. It's one of those fan theories that you read it and you're like,
that's cool.
Because why else did he come out and he's like, I talked to my father, I'm leading this shit again and we're doing this.
It could be.
It almost seems like he's kind of grasped it for himself.
But he also put
his father out of his misery to come back.
Yeah, because the Emperor is perpetual.
Yes, he's hoping that he will come back faster than normal. Weaker,
that could be the Emperor's back because he's been sat on the throne for 10,000 years. He's a little bit weaker than he was when he was reincarnated last time. Now he's just like, yeah, okay, I'm back, but I'm going to be a minute. You go do the thing.
Well, kind of a spoiler, the new book that just came out.
Yeah.
Like, there's an excerpt where Gulliman goes and talks, like, it actually shows the conversation.
I heard it's soul-crushing.
It is, because Gulliman's talking to him, it's like him realizing, like, his father is a giant dick. Like he says, he's like, I don't know how I'm going to talk to him, like, will he be able to answer? And it's like, he was able to answer. And the way he addressed him was, my son, it was my creation. Yeah. And he could be like, he could tell then that the charismatic man that was his father, in quotes, was really, now that it's just this powerful corpse, he's still super powerful, but there's no subtlety to it. It's just my creation, not my son, just my tool. Like, that's what he saw them as. And so he was like,
but he's been on the throne for 10,000 years. Yeah, so it's a little salty.
But it's so just, maybe an aspect of it just decided just.
But it's like the humanity of him is gone. It's more of, you're just my creation to get what I wanted done. And he's like, my father is a piece of shit, but
he's still fighting for the Imperium.
Yeah, and he's like, I still have to save humanity.
Yeah.
Which is why it's like the new Imperium kind of thing, which is why he's like, Gulliman woke up and he's like, what the fuck is the Ecclesiarchy? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is that? Why are you all fucking heretics?
You know, and he's like, it would have been better to let Horus win.
And looking I also at this know, now,
it would have been better.
Like, the other thing, too, is it's like the Inquisition does not like what Gilliman's trying to do, like with him reinstating the Remembrancers to actually record things. And they're furious with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck are you going to do? He's a Primarch.
Yeah.
The son of the fucking Emperor.
And him kind of reinstating the legions. Because he's like, man, I kind of fucked up on that one.
The other thing, too, I was going to say strong enough. The lore, it's like a bunch of people. And I just got to put this out there. Well,
but him and Belisarius coming to the secret, backroom deal of, you need to make our shit better.
Yeah.
You know. Well,
the other thing, too, is it's, like, one thing that I've heard a bunch of people say, and I hate it, because it's, like, it makes sense in the book, like, when you look through it, it's, like, the beginning of this takes place, like, I think, like, 100-something years after the events of Gathering Storm 3, and it's, like, I remember the first thing when they showed off the new Dreadnought, the Redemptor Dreadnought, and people were like, oh, well, I guess they're not that good if they're already getting put in Dreadnoughts. Motherfucker, it's been 100 years. A few of them are probably going to be pretty goddamn crippled.
Yeah.
Or then I hear people like the Gravis Tank, like, that thing looks amazing.
Yes.
The turret on it is the best, like, Imperial armor thing I've ever seen. But it's like, these are just, like, other little tiny things I've heard people gripe, bitch, and moan about, and it's like,
as far as, like, the lore side of this, and we'll cover this on a different episode when we can, but, this one bit I've read about people's, like, basic summary of the 40K lore is, imagine waking up every single Christmas and seeing the stocking hanging, and you know that it's full of a Vipers. You just, every time there's a stocking, you reach in, get bit by a Viper. Every single time. Then you wake up the next day, and it's Christmas morning again, and you see that same stocking, and you come to be like, maybe there's not a Viper in it. Nope, still totally there. So next time you see it, you hit it with a bat or something like that, you hear the crack, like, the crack, crunch of glass, like, oh, I guess there wasn't a Viper. You open up, nope, Viper again. You find another stocking, and then a guy comes along and says, I'm immune to the Viper's poison, and you watch the Viper bite him until he bleeds out. You're just sick of goddamn Vipers. You're sick of stockings. You don't want to see a stocking anymore. Every time you see it, you just hose it with bolter fire rather than deal with it again.
I mean, yeah.
But I have liked how they started everything else. I kind of like the Indomitus Crusade. I like what they've done with the Primaris Marines. Like, how when he sent them out after the beginning of the Crusade, how he kind of kept a large group of them and had their genetic diversity of his brothers. And he had them fight together to build camaraderie because he was like, the reason they separated.
Well, honestly, if you look at it that way, and this is my theory here, you know, so if anyone wants to shit all over it, go right on ahead.
Awesome.
I'm waiting.
I know you are.
He's primed and ready.
That's why I put it out there so you could gather this
shit. I know, that's why I'm looking at you now.
No, he's essentially doing what he's mimicking the Great Crusade.
Exactly, and even in the photo that they did when they announced, like, the Primaris Project, and you see Gilliman with his sword standing just like the Emperor, except instead of having the Aquila on that flag, it's a giant ultramarine thing, and it's his crusade.
Well, yes, but I mean, he is...
Ultramar need more planets.
Yeah, he is.
Now the Imperium.
We need the Imperium.
You will be assimilated.
We need the Imperium now.
We now have the Imperium Secundus.
Yeah.
Yep. But I mean, it's like the thing with him.
But
that's, like,
essentially what it is. He is redoing that, and the fact that he's having them fight together to gain camaraderie. That's
so
exactly what the Great Crusade was.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have the legions fighting next to each other, and that's how the camaraderie was made. I mean, you'd still have honor duels between the legions, shit like that, but that's exactly what
it
is.
And the other thing was, too, is at the end of it, I believe that, like, all those, like, each one of the Loyalist chapters, like, their Primaris Marines, when they got divided, they were very unhappy about being split up from the rest of their brothers. Like, they liked what they had, but then he split them up to reinforce different things, and they didn't like that. They liked being together.
Yeah.
And I just like the idea of just all those different chapters working together and actually, like, crusading together.
It's called the Death Watch.
Yeah. But
pretty much.
I like this better.
Death Watch Primus.
So
an even smaller army.
I'm not going to shit on your idea.
Awesome. Go.
It's true. It's like, this is the
crusade
second Crusade. 2.0. But here's the thing. Whereas the Emperor, like, he had that facade of being superhuman, Gelman's actually really human. Like, he's cold and technical, and he thinks about everything. But his entire goal was not to, you know, secure the entire galaxy. It was to run his system as well and have it where Ultramar would be, you know, the shining beacon, like the second Terra.
Oh, I know.
What I agree, like, oh, he's making new crusades and everything, but he's actually trying to protect the Imperium for more of humanity's sake. Like, I've always seen Gulliman as more like a King Arthur, Alexander the Great, you know, uniting everyone under one banner, even though, like, you know, the Dark Angels and the Space Wolves are at each other's throats, the Blood Angels are being skull-fucked by, you know, High Fleet. You've got the Salamanders who are dealing with Eldar assholes.
Again.
Still. Everyone's got chaos problems.
The Primarch.
Yeah. It's just,
because he just can't sit still for more than half a nanosecond.
Yeah,
because he's, you know, surfing on a rhino going 200 kilometers.
To be fair,
an hour.
My lord, it was going 200 miles an hour.
Stood atop a rhino going 200 miles an hour.
I'm so proud of my boy. He stood still for more than 10 seconds. To be fair, my lord, it was going over 200 miles an hour.
So where is he now? Well, he said something about going into the webway to go faster than those knife-eared assholes.
But I'm very interested to see, because we've had the three
triumvirates.
I'm never gonna say it right. Never will I try to say it right.
The three trinities.
The three groups of three.
Yeah.
The triads.
Yeah, the triads. I'm gonna just say that from now on.
They're from Hong Kong?
Yes.
Yes. Little do you know.
Plastics is from Hong Kong.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we've seen all that for Eldar, Space Marines, and Imperium. I wonder what Chaos is going to get. Like, yeah, we're getting Plague Marines and Thousand Suns.
Yeah, so let's roll into this next tangent, this little bit of a section here, as far as what... Let's get some Admiral Rantington predictions going.
Oh, by the way, before you start, did you see the artwork of your homeboy fighting Gilliman on Ultramar? Or one of the planets? I wanted to just make sure you've seen that.
Yes.
Badass.
You mean in the rulebook, there's a photo of them fighting. You mean when I got a stiffy that could cut fucking diamond? Yes. Okay. Yes, I did.
Good.
Good fucking Imperial Cruiser.
You know what? I have made a decision. I'm waiting for my homeboy Vulcan to come back. He is my Primarch.
Yeah, Vulcan will always be my loyalist Primarch. It's just how it is.
He's not an asshole.
Sanguinized.
He's a pyromaniac.
My predictions?
He's a pyromaniac, yes. Fire.
Here's my predictions. Death Guard are next. Slaanesh is after that. Then we'll see Angron after that.
For the chaotic.
I'm just calling for chaos right now. I'm just calling chaos for right now. Just because we're gonna see, you know, obviously Nurgle, Slaanesh, Khorne, but the other Primarchs do have to come into play at some point. So here's what I'm going to call: Alpharius is dead.
Yeah, sure.
It's already been said in the books. Alpharius is fucking KIA. If you don't believe me, go read Praetorian of Dorne. It says it in the book, it explains it, and they shows it.
Yes and no. He was actually inhabiting someone else's body. His body was still alive. His consciousness could go back to his body.
They don't say that in the book.
Well, of course not.
But if they do play this game where they can come back, then it just opens the floodgates.
They can just come back and, oh god, they can retcon whatever the fuck they want, because loopholes.
They're going to.
I saw a good theory. I think it was the same guy you were talking about. It was just a short, like, 2-minute one.
Mm-hmm.
And I joked about this earlier today. Kurz isn't dead.
You want to run that by me again? Because I'm pretty sure he's dead as shit.
His Legion never sees the body. The video cuts out right as the assassin attacks. And then the assassin is killed and they never get an answer from her.
Hmm.
No one ever get an answer from her. No one. She left.
So do you think he's pulling a Korax where he just wants to go be by himself and just fuck off?
Yeah, I think he wanted to just fuck off and stay away from his Legion for a little while.
Him and Korax are hanging out seeing who can be edgier.
Yeah, pretty much. Perdrava's going to come back.
I've got the better emo cut. No, I've got the better
emo cut. I've got more following on Vampire Freaks.
I feel like Dorne's not truly dead and he'll come back.
No, he's somewhere.
He's just missing his hand.
He's somewhere fucking off without a hand. And
his services are no longer required.
When Dorne model finally is like, here's Dorne, Perdrava's slowly going to come back because he's like, hey, I remember you. I'm going to fuck with you again.
How can I forget my brother that I've goaded into... You know,
try to get into the Ford Fiesta, homeboy. You're not gonna do it.
pretty much. I miss Horace is dead.
Yeah,
we might see some abomination that
Abaddon missed.
Fabius made.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, we might see some kind of abomination like that. Magnus already
Ferris
here.
Is dead as shit.
Ferris. Well, I'm just calling chaos.
Is dead as shit too.
We might see some kind of Alpha Legion thing. Maybe Omegon will get a model, if anything.
Yeah.
Just pick any Chaos Marine.
Pretty much. I'm really just trying to think. I forgot. Logar. Logar will be after Khorne.
Yeah.
Fulgrim is mentioned a lot in Gathering Storm.
Yeah, 3. Which is why he's number 3.
Yeah,
he's going to be number 3 because it also just coincides with like what's going to be the Sigmar releases.
Yeah.
Because elves have been sitting for a long, long time now.
It kind of nice.
Dwarves have gotten two new armies technically, since elves have gotten anything. So they've got to be getting something soon.
It would be nice to see Eldar get a little bit of an update at some point as well.
Eldar have gotten an update. What they need is just Aspect Warriors need a fucking box. Like, half their shit doesn't have boxes. I would agree that they need the boxes. They don't need any kind of update. They're fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Same with Tau. They don't need any fucking updates. Their stuff is
good.
And
they did update them.
They did update them. Guard, I think, could get an update.
I mean, it would be cool.
It'd be nice to see some variety in them.
It would be nice to see them do plastic kits of other than just Katachans and
Cadians. Yeah, I would like to see
it
other.
It would be cool to see them, like, bring Steel Legion or Mordians.
Tanith.
Tanith, yeah, mostly too. When you blow up your, you know, poster boy for Guard's planet, you need something to refill the shoes. There's no reoccurring cycle now.
Well, to be honest, though, like, lore-wise, they have said that that model of, that like, a lot of armies try to look Cadian. They try to wear the same armor,
and
same helmet,
them.
Like, emulate them.
No, that's works, totally fine. Them.
I'm not trying to shit over anything. I'm just saying, lore-wise, they did explain
that. No, that's fine. I could totally explain it.
But I agree with you. If you're going to have all these wonderfully beautiful, you've got billions of planets, and there's billions of, you know, guard regiments that are fucking outstanding.
And when you get into the rulebook,
especially
are,
Steel Legion and Mordians, I think would be fucking great to see in
they
plastic.
They have 8 photos of those really unique guard uniforms in here, and it's just a bummer that none of them are readily available.
Yeah, and the fact that when the only two you have
I
in plastic
think
are
the Talarn back though
possibly,
the well with everything in the current climate of the world today,
yeah.
Moving right along.
Anyways, what I was gonna say is just when you have Guard and they're so cool and the only two plastic kits you have are the semi good looking Cadians. They're not bad sculpts.
No.
They're good sculpts. Yeah. They're not, you know, they're chaos. They're Cadians. They're infantry. They're humans.
Chaos.
They're guys with fucking las guns. Mm-hmm. And then you have the sculpt and mistake that is the Catechins.
Yeah.
Which that kit just fucking sucks because you have to cut off the stock because the stock was also in their arm. It's like, okay, this kit is stupid. And you're like, well, I want to play Guard and I want to play Catechins, but these models suck.
And the only two other like really good regiment models out there, you have to get through Forge World. You know,
the Death Corps
looks so fucking amazing.
Or get the upgrade sprue for Acadians as well on Forge World.
True.
Yeah, with the face masks.
Yeah with the hazard suits.
Either the hazard suits or just the rebreather masks.
I think the reason
heads.
We're not going to see Steel Legion is because of the Death Corps. Because it'd just be too readily, it'd be too easy to convert the Steel Legion to look like good enough close to Death Corps.
Well, hopefully they would.
It already is.
Yeah.
Well,
they already both exist.
Right, but that's
you
why we're not going to see plastic
readily
sculpts.
Available.
Well, that's why we're not going to see
that's
plastic
why,
sculpts.
That's why I'd like to
Steel
see
Legion.
Them bring back something like, say, the Praetorians.
Yeah.
Which was really cool because you had the Boer War-esque.
Yeah.
That or the Mordians. I think the Mordians would be
the
great Fostrian. To bring back the whole...
Yeah, it's some Fostrians back
did
in.
Did you,
yeah.
you listen to any of the interviews with some of the writers that they did, like the little Vox things that they did?
No. Mm-hmm.
In one of them, they were talking about some of the events in the rulebook and some of the events going forward with the universe, and they had a decent amount to say about the Blood Angels and what's going on with them and trying to actually get reconnected with that with Baal. They also talked about Armageddon, and there's going to be a big thing happening in Armageddon at some point in the near future. Again, they're like, we're going back there.
Armageddon.
Well, and it's like, if they decided to do anything with Guard, that would have to be as like when they got around to Armageddon again. And they're like, it's going to be huge when they get back there.
War is the repeat of one.
Mm-hmm.
Angron's got to come back somewhere.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
He left on Armageddon. He comes back to destroy Armageddon.
To take his fucking revenge.
And since, you know, Yarik's like fucking Benny Hilling behind Gazgul throughout the galaxy, and the orcs really aren't going to be coming back to Armageddon anytime soon.
Not with any sort of real purpose.
Yeah, they're running in the opposite fucking direction. It just makes perfect sense for that to happen. Armageddon dies, and then Yarik has to be forced to turn around because, like, fuck, I have a different problem
Maybe
now.
Maybe then Yarik will just grab the orcs and go, hey, prove yourselves at Armageddon.
That's a good
Throw
point.
Throw them in there with the chaos and just
yes.
have them go
yeah.
at
All
it.
Against the chaos.
They'll do the work for us.
Yeah,
exactly.
Gazgul versus Angron.
That would actually
Angron
be
wins.
Cool.
Sorry.
This is a part by
yeah.
Gazgul.
Yeah.
It's like, well, JK, get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, Angron would look at Gazgul like, that's adorable. Slap. I fought better than you on when this wasn't Armageddon, when this was, what's it, Olinor. Because that's
yeah.
what Armageddon mm-hmm. is. It started off as Olinor.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I've been here before. I've seen bigger than you. I've seen way bigger than you. Cute. Sneeze. Dead.
Yeah, which is, I'm also excited to see because we saw the Angaroth rules. I'm really excited to see what Angron's fucking rules are.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, Angross is a monster, and this is Angron, so.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah. So I think that covers about pretty much everything we have to say on current edition of 40K.
One thing I am excited for.
Yeah, sure.
Is this new, like, the new, you know, worldwide campaign this summer.
Yeah. What is it, the Battle for Kronos?
Or Connor.
Connor, sure.
Battle Something with a K.
Yeah.
Battle of Chaos is going to win again?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know. With the new Primaris Marines, I think it's going to be...
Not as big of a victory for Chaos.
No, I think the Imperium's going to hold off.
See, at the same time, though, I know that a lot of people have been talking up the Primaris Marines, and I think they're going to do great, but I don't think they're going to be so game-changing that they're going to
completely... I really don't think so either.
Like... For me personally, I want to use Primaris because they look awesome and they're new and shiny and I want to play with them.
Yeah.
But I still prefer my 10-man attack squads and my dev squads and the older Marines over the new ones.
And I will drown everyone else's points in bodies of World Eaters before I allow that to happen.
Oh, don't worry. My Death Guard will be right next to you. Bloody pus, you know, flowing out of wounds.
Wait a second. So there are two loyalists here. Against three, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you forgot I went Chaos. I fell.
I keep forgetting that you do this.
The powers have switched.
Yes, I fell.
Yep. No. Just wait until something cool for Imperial Fist comes out, and then he'll be back.
No.
Yeah, you will.
Let's say this is like a few years down the line, a plastic Dorne comes out.
Oh, I'll buy him and paint that motherfucker.
But you're not going to go back and play Imperial Fist as a loyalist?
No.
Oh.
I already said, the Pop Goes the Monkey website, the 3D printed shoulder pad.
You showed me the shoulder pads for the Primaris.
Well, I mean, it's for Space Marines, but since they're the same as...
Oh, no, but I thought you were the whole Primaris chapter.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. If I were to run Primaris, I want that one pad.
That Reaper.
The Grim Reaper pad. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm not... Like, yes, they're shiny, they're new, it's just... I fall into Chaos. I like my rotting corpses. I'm going to stick with them.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I want to run Slaanesh at some point, but I'm still primarily a loyalist.
True scale Night Lords.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to Chaos the fuck
out
of them.
You just got to slice up the heads and put those other ones
on.
Oh,
those aren't loyalists. Oh, I don't give a fuck. Like, Night Lords, like, come at me. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Renegade
Primus.
Yeah. I cannot wait for those multi-core kits.
Not even Renegade Primus. It's just...
No,
they were true scale Legionnaires.
No.
They killed the Primaris Marines.
No, I'm running them at Chaos Space Marines. They're true scale Space Marines. I'm going to have a 200 of the fucking things on the table.
I'm going to run them as Renegade Primus.
That's fine.
This way I get that repulsor tank.
Nothing says you can't rip the crew out of it, kill them, and take the tank for yourself.
And take their armor and everything else.
Exactly.
Engineers.
Why don't you just wear their skin while you're at it, you weirdo?
I mean, don't.
Loot and scoot.
Yeah, I mean,
Renegade Primus Marines.
And especially if what I've heard told to me that the Legionis Astartes were bigger anyway, about the size of Primaris, fucking kill them and steal their armor. You've been doing it.
Finally, I have clothes that fit me again.
See?
Yeah, pretty
much. Don't need to wear leather gauntlets.
I'm so tired of shopping at Baby Gap.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Fenris.
We just wear pelts anyway. Your armor's there for show.
But I am excited to see all the new stuff they're going to do with them. Like
I hate having to go and raid one of my other former Legionary brothers' planets just for armor pieces.
Just kidding. We love doing that.
I can't wait for new Berserker models.
Oh,
yeah, they're definitely
so
due.
Epic.
They're definitely due.
They are, because those models came out, like, what, 2001?
At least. 98, 2000?
Yeah, they were, like, early. They're like, I'm like...
I was getting into the hobby.
I was talking to someone, and they're like, they were complaining, like, "Well, this model's so old." And I looked at them like, "Shut your fucking mouth!" I have units that are still from 17 years old.
Yep. These units are so old. You don't know shit about dick, motherfucker.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it's like 17 year old box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if now you can just take Reavers and make better ones.
Yeah.
But
you go to Forge World and get that awesome upgrade sprue.
Yeah,
those.
It's not worth
those look so cool.
It's not worth the price though, because for the same price you can get like 20 Reavers and get.
You're also talking to someone who buys armor upgrade for Rhinos and Predators and put the Dozer blades on them.
Yeah.
Primo Predators, man.
If you're gonna spend that money, you might as well get yourself a fucking Leviathan.
I've bought 10 Betrayal of Cals. Anyways.
Have we said everything we need to say about this awesome new edition of 40K?
Probably not, but we should probably stop it anyways.
Yeah, probably should, because we're getting close on 80 minutes now.
Yes.
Damn it, Austin.
It's not 2 hours.
It's not 2 hours. Not yet. There's still time.
I mean, I can keep going.
We
can
fix that.
No,
we're not.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Where's the ball gag?
We still got another podcast
I'll
to do.
Enjoy it.
I know you will. Where's the ball gag?
Hey, that's my job. I'm the Slanesh guy here, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just bite my own tongue off.
Okay, that's the pleasure you get out of it.
Yeah. Blood for the blood god. Doesn't matter where it flows.
Sure. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Facebook, as always. And wherever you're listening to us on, we have SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever. Don't forget to leave a little rate and subscribe so you get all this ridiculousness as soon as it goes live. And tell us how we're doing. And if you've got any cool projects that you're working on, be sure to head on over to the Shield Wall Facebook page and show it off. But until next time, we'll see you later.